الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We'll just do a brief revision of this ayat. For all of us, we need it, and it explains the very purpose and object of what we are here for this month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala addresses all of us and says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe. And the believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is addressing His friends, those who believe in Him, those who are ardent to obey Him, to fulfill all His commandments. So, and at that point, we should also try every day, perhaps in the morning when we get up, Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, once in the Markaz in Nizamuddin, said that every day if a person makes this intention, that Ya Allah, from now till my death, all your commands which are directed to me. And sometimes we can go a little bit in the details, 5 times namaz, fasting now, hajj, all Allah's commands which we, that we must be truthful, we must be honest, etc. And all what you love and desire, I make intention to do, fulfill this till my mort. On this intention you get that sawab already. And then if you made the intention, then you will inshallah practice also. If we make an intention, we made intention to come here, to spend our 10 days, whatever amount of time, so we came. So intention is first. And Allah gives the reward according to that. And together with that, O Allah, all the things which you have made haram for us, to disbelieve in Allah, to lie, all the wrong things, I will stay away from all that completely. And this also, this negative thing, that we won't do these things. If we don't make the niyat, we don't get the, we are neutral. We didn't make the intention, we're going to do it, not do it, we don't get the sawab, we don't get guna. But when we make the niyat that I'm not going to do it, we get the sawab of not doing it, which is a very great ibadat. So every day if we make this niyat, Ya Allah, all the wrong things, drinking liquor, gambling, committing adultery, stealing, robbing, all these things, I'm not going to do that. So then Allah Ta'ala gives us the reward for not doing it. And if we made the niyat, then we will go. So these are those people who are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is addressing His friends, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O my friends, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting, psalm, has been made compulsory upon you. And it's not difficult, don't think you have been singled out and only you are doing it. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. It was made farad, it was made compulsory on the people of before also. The previous people also all fasted. So you are not the only ones. So don't take it hard. And then the real purpose of this is لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you can acquire taqwa. Taqwa, that you are conscious of Allah, you observe, fulfill the commandments of Allah, you stay away from all what He has made haram, so that you can get this, which in our environment, yeah, it is our islah, which we are speaking of, reformation, our spiritual reformation to correct ourselves, and also our tawbah, that we make tawbah, that which, and tawbah really means to turn a new leaf, to lead a new life, a correct life. We give up all our wrong things of the past and we lead a new life. For that is this month of Ramadan. And then Allah says, أَيَّامَ مَعْدُودَات. The fasting is only for a few days which you can count. You can count them on your finger. 30 fasts you can count on your finger. And from another point of view, you only got a few days to do this. You haven't got much days, just a few days of number you have got in order to achieve this. So don't waste your time. Appreciate this time you have got in order to achieve this. Together with that, as we have mentioned many times, do our tilawat of Quran Sharif also, our nawafil, nafal, namazes, optional prayers, etc. Do everything else, zikr, dua. But the main thing, don't forget the taqwa. It must not happen, we did everything else and we didn't acquire the taqwa. We didn't make our islah. We didn't make tawbah and change our lives. That is the main thing. Then with that, do all these other things. So for that, ulama have written where Allah Ta'ala says that fasting has been made compulsory upon you. Not only the fasting of not eating, staying hungry is different, and fasting is different. Now this is not just a matter of staying hungry. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, many people get nothing from their fasting, which looks like fasting, but besides staying hungry, nothing else. You feel hungry, you feel thirsty, you feel exhausted, and you didn't get anything else. No reward also by Allah Ta'ala, and neither the object of fasting did you get. Similarly, many people who stay awake the whole night in the worship of Allah get nothing but just been getting tired. It's cumbersome, it's tiring to stay awake the whole night. But then they did wrong things in that. Like for example, what ulama say, for example, in the morning you went and backbite. Now all your night's reward you got, you destroyed it completely. Or you did some other wrong things. So you got nothing for just staying, getting tired the whole night. So this fasting of ours also, it becomes a fast when we stay away from all the wrong things which Allah has prohibited us from. And we fast with every part of the body. That we have discussed a little bit in detail, very brief it is, but just somewhat we discussed about fasting of the tongue. And during this month it is that we just have to protect ourselves from doing unnecessary things, speaking unnecessarily, extra, la yani, all the unnecessary things, and by the barakat of that, of this month, Allah will protect our tongue for the whole year, our whole life, from wrong things, from swearing, backbiting, all these things Allah will protect us. So it is up to us that in this one month, a few days it is, that we learn to control our tongue. And what is it that we have to control it during these days? Not from haram, that is there. That is at all times we must protect it. But during these days, from the permissible things we should protect it also. And if we do that, then we will be able to protect it from haram forever also. So just like, what is fasting which Allah has prescribed? It is just to stay away from things which are permissible for us normally. The food is halal, and you've got enough food in your house. Your wife is halal for you, and you alone with her. But Allah, for that certain period, from the morning, from the time of Sahri, when Sahri ends, until sunset. Now for that period, what was halal, what is halal, but Allah made it that it's not permissible for you. So you stayed away from halal. If you do this properly, you'll be able to stay away from haram your whole life. So it is this training period which Allah Ta'ala has given us. So for that, our tongue also, things which are permissible, try and cut them down almost completely. Even what is permissible to speak, try and cut it out, then the tongue will come under control. Then we'll only speak what is necessary, and we will speak what is correct. But if we keep on talking, then the tongue has got a free rein, and our tongue is out of control. How we speak to people, we abuse people, we insult people, we backbite about people, we speak lies, the tongue is very much out of control. There are some of us that we just can't stay away from a swear word. Every second word we speak what comes out from the mouth is a swear word. Some of us lying, and some of us feel guilty, and they want the treatment also. They say that I don't know why I just lie. There is no need. It has just become a nature, just to speak lies. And all this are severe, big sins and terrible punishments for all these things, for lying, for backbiting. So if we learn to control our tongue from the things which are even permissible to speak in this month, Allah Ta'ala, by the barakat of this Islahi period, this reformation period, Allah will save us from speaking all haram the rest of our lives. So one, we discussed just a little bit about the tongue. The other is about the ta'ai. The eye, our eyes are also right out of control. That how we looking at around at human, etc. And today on the cell phone, all the things, the sites that many people go to, etc. So the eyes also, and in this month, keep our eyes away from what is permissible also. That is, just look down, try and make a habit. Just when we are eating also, don't even really mix with our friends. So to get this idea, people who used to go for the Islah Reformation to Jalalabad, to Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, then if for example, three persons sharing a room for 4 months, for 40 days, 4 months, but they wouldn't know one another's names. They wouldn't know where from where they come, what work they're doing, what's their background, nothing, because they didn't come for that. And it's permissible to ask, what's your name? In fact, we will say it's courtesy. It's a good character, but when you have come for this purpose, it's just like also another example, we are taking some treatment from the doctor, and he will tell they don't have water. Now, water is 100% permissible. It doesn't mean that it's haram, that you must stay away from forever. No, for your period, that's for your treatment, for the illness you have got, he has stopped for you from water or from any other things. He says, don't have ice cream during this period. Ice cream is halal for you. You can have it, no problem. But during this period, he says, no ice cream, no this, no that. Many restrictions, especially the hakims, they have got more restrictions. Doctors don't give so much restrictions, but hakims give a lot of restrictions. It doesn't mean that it's wrong to eat it. It is, but for you in your condition. In the same way, here also, when we are doing our treatment, then we have to give up all these things. Like those people, by Maulana Masihullah in Jalalabad, Rahmatullah Ali, that during that period, they were not allowed to speak any other thing. Just to understand it further, one person, a great alim, who was really a great alim, and he had ulum of all Islamic knowledge. He was a mufti, he was a khatib, he used to give the khutbah, lectures, everything he used to do. Dars, he was an ustad, but he realized himself that I haven't got that close contact with Allah, or direct contact with Allah Ta'ala, and I have to get that for me. For that he went to a sheikh of tariqat, which we call like the khanqa, the sawwuf, and there he told the sheikh that Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me with a lot of knowledge, I'm doing a lot of service of deen also, but that contact with Allah, that I don't have, and I wish to have that, therefore I've come to you. So he said, no problem, you stay here for 40 days, and the prescription I will give, you follow that prescription. So he told him what to do, and in that, no more any lectures, no more any fatwas, no bayans, no imamat, all those things, you just stay here, and the zikr that I have given you, you just do your zikr. So the public couldn't understand this, do you call this a sheikh, you call him a religious person. He looks like the enemy of Islam. He stopped namazes, he stopped lectures, he stopped fatwas, he stopped bayan, he stopped his sabak. Who does this, a Muslim or a non-Muslim? Non-Muslims will stop all this. So they criticized him a lot. But he was genuine and he wanted this, so he said. Then the sheikh found out at certain times he's making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Now who has got an objection with tilawat of Quran? But he was giving him a treatment. And in that treatment, no even tilawat of Quran. And when he stopped him from that, then what the people said? They started giving fatwas that he's a zindiq, he's a kafir, he's a non-Muslim, he's a non-believer, the sheikh is a non-believer, he's stopping even person from reading Quran Sharif. And for us to understand, it's not difficult. When those three sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who did not go in the battle of Tabuk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped everyone from speaking to them, and they mustn't speak to anyone. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, we are on the one side, we will see how many virtues of making salam to one another. What great virtues. But in that period, he said no salam also. Nobody must make them salam. They are not allowed to make salam to anyone also. So this is that period of training. If we can understand this, and in that training period, many things which are permissible are not allowed in that period. So we are here for this training. When that Shaykh completed his period like this, and after that he came, and then he gave his one bayan, all who were sitting, all gained the love of Allah in connection with Allah immediately. When that came into him now, with all his uloom and all his knowledge, but now this also he acquired. Then what darja Allah Ta'ala gave him, that everyone gained also the marifat of Allah, recognition of Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has given all the Muslims in this month of Ramadan this occasion, that we can purify ourselves, we can cleanse ourselves, and even physically, the fasting month, doctors have written more than enough, non-Muslim doctors have written, it's detoxing, it's cleansing one's inner self, it's giving rest to all the organs, which is so important, our liver, our kidney, there are no water, no food the whole day, it gives it its rest, it's very, very effective for detoxing, for revitalizing, for everything, even from a medical point of view, our physical bodies. But that is not the object. The object is our spiritual life. So this is really that we stay away from these permissible things. And Allah Ta'ala will then, by the barakat of this, the blessings of this, Allah Ta'ala will save us from all the haram. And when a person gets saved from haram, when we speak wrongly, What things happen because we don't speak correctly. We insult somebody. Today, for you can be taken to court for what you spoke about somebody. The words that you used on somebody. You can be taken to court for all these matters. And you suffer the consequences because your tongue was not under control. That is here in this world. And Allah, one very important thing, as we heard in the kitab this morning after Fajr, about where a person can lose his iman, about joking about things about deen, etc. So yeah, we can be taken to task, you pay a heavy fine, for example, you go to jail, for example, but if we lose our iman because the tongue is not under control, then what is the condition? Also, we read last night in Maut Ki Yaad, the terrible conditions of the non-believers, what they will face. How Allah Ta'ala save us all, our families. And we don't seem to realize, but especially with the cell phone now, in our circles also, and all these things, very nice to have a bride party, to have other things, each day, and what we, from our experience and what we hear, each day is to take us to the whole review of the month. That yeah, what happened, there what happened, etc. And in all that we speak a lot of wrong things. And we make jokes about matters of deen. To joke about the ulama. One good friend of ours, he has passed away, Allah give him Jannat, also an alim. He said that, he's told, giving a lecture. He says that you want to eat even prawns. Prawns, some ulama say it's permissible, nothing wrong. Others say it's not right, you shouldn't eat them. But you say you want to eat prawns, there is difference of opinion. But don't eat the flesh of the alim. And usually the imam of the town, the alim of the town, people, when they sit, then they discuss. He said this, his thinking is not right. He doesn't know what he's talking. He doesn't know reality. A lot of comments are made. And ulama have written to backbite about an alim. A person, he says that if you backbite Maulana Saeed Buzurg, who was the principal of Dabel Madrasa, and now his grandson, who is also the same name, he is the principal, but his grandfather said, if you backbite about 7 alims, he said, I can guarantee you when you bury the person in the qabr, we turn the body to face towards Qibla. I can guarantee you his body will turn away from Qibla, which is a very, very serious matter. So backbiting, and today Allah made it differences in the ulama, that is their business. But we now go into how much we talking about it. And look at the groups on the cell phones, all the groups and the comments that come. Just put one thing and just see what and what comes. In fact, we just heard that Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya, Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, I haven't seen any group of people who waste more time than the Maulvis. Perhaps I don't know how Hazrat meant it, but today we can understand. Just put one article now on any ulama group, and then see all getting busy. Everyone, their remarks, or in any other group also, whether it is a matter of our interest, it is not our interest, whatever, but now we are all busy with that thing. So, this time wasting. So anyway, about the tongue. About the eyes, but there was something on this. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, what is necessary and what is good, Allah give us tawfiq to speak that and what is necessary. So, this is the training period that we must be very careful, and all these permissible things also we give up. And then we will see what results we will get, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala, when our physical health becomes right, a person had a broken leg, accident, whatever, something happened, fell down, and now he has a problem, he's on crutches, he's on a wheelchair, but when he goes for treatment, it comes right, now he can walk nicely, how nice he feels, now he's not handicapped, he's not dependent on other people. Like that, our spiritual diseases also, when we have got them, it's a big problem, and when we get cured from it, they are out of our system, we ourselves will realize what a good life we have now. So therefore, this is very important. So we had discussed something about the tongue, about the eyes, and about the ears also. We will carry on and discuss a few other things that we must fast about during the month of Ramadan, that we must keep away from the permissible things, with the tongue, stay away from permissible things also. With the eyes, looking at permissible things also. What we have to look at, we look. Quran Sharif, etc. All those things. But other things which are not necessary for us to look at. Like when we are sitting and eating, we don't have to see one another. We just have to concentrate on your food and eat, little finish. And there I'll just recap this one little thing, if we can take some lesson from here. Maulana Abdullah Pandor, Maulana Abdullah Durvesh, he should spend his whole month he should spend with us here. And his whole day's work was Quran Sharif. And he would go to eat, at eating time, he would go towards the end. And what is left in the plates of the people, he will eat that. Not get fresh food from there or anything. Only eat that. And what a beautiful mort Allah gave him. So like that also, if now all the food is permissible to eat. It's meant for eating. But see how much he controlled himself. And he should eat very little also. And he should eat the leftovers of what is in the plates. And in fact today, husband can't eat from what the wife has left over. We can't drink from the glass and the drink in the cup. Brother doesn't want to drink from brother. A person himself. I drank water in here, I can't drink tea. Another utensil must come. I can't have this. Whereas the leftover, su'urul mu'min, the leftovers of a mu'min, there is shifa in there. And in the house, in that when we share like that, Allah puts love in there. Today the fights between husband and wife, brother, sister, don't have really that contact because we don't share the food. And our system is we should eat from one plate. And we share the food like that. And in fact, the husband puts one morsel in his wife's mouth. And wife puts in the husband's mouth. And that is not just when they get married the first time. And then you open the car door for her and all that. No, it is now also. When you are gone, more cold than a deep freeze also. Now also you should show that love. That time you did it for your nafs sake. For your sake, you enjoyed doing it for her. Now do it for Allah's pleasure. And your nafs can't give you anything. It will just give you harm. What Allah will give you, you do for His pleasure. How much Allah will give. So if we share the food like this also, there will be great, great barakat in it. So that is at home. So yes, try and stay away from all the permissible things also. So as far as all the tongue, eyes and ears, then we'll go a bit forward and discuss a few other things, all things also, the harms also, generally what they are. With our brain, we must keep roza of our mind and our heart also. And like if we don't keep this roza and we don't control it, a thing which is very common with many people across the board, youngsters right to old people also, and one thing which is fantasizing. A person just fantasizes, thinks of all evil, doing haram, or as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh particularly stresses, that when a person wants to reform and change himself, what you did when you were a young boy, a young girl, you at school, you did at college, university, lot of people do lot of wrong things. Now you replay all that again, and you take enjoyment from there again. This is all totally haram. Or presently, you think about a certain situation, building up a story in your mind, and you are thinking, so much so when this is not under control, even in namaz it will come. And complaints that we have, that in Taraweeh namaz, because it's a long namaz, and the mind starts floating, and all these haram things. So a person, when he comes to a little conscious, some of us, we don't even become conscious. He's just carrying on. That we are in this dirt, and then first we're in the sewage tank, and we don't realize we're in the sewage tank also. But those who realize we are in the sewage tank, and now they want to get cleansed. A person who, if he fell in a sewage tank, how dirty he becomes, how filthy, how much he will want to clean, and he won't be satisfied with bathing one time. He'll bath perhaps 7 times and still he will feel, I'm dirty. I'm so filthy. I was in the sewage tank. How dirty I am. Worse than the sewage tank when all these filthy thoughts. So this fantasizing is one thing which many people suffer from, and it's a common thing and across the board. Everyone. Old people who are now old, they can't do anything. But till a person, and these are those diseases, till they are not treated, they don't leave a person. It's not that now, okay, you are old, you can't do anything now, now the disease is finished. No, you can't do anything, but the fantasizing will still be there. So much so, how Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, they were in India one time traveling by bus long ago. They were sitting on the back seat, one man right in the front seat, 90-year-old man. And a young girl came and sat there, and the way he started gaping at the young girl. The conductor came and told him that your ticket, you have to pay your money by. Why? Old man is not, he doesn't, nothing is registering. And then he shook him. That also is not registering. And he was gaping at that girl, not only with his eyes wide open, but even his mouth wide open. The way he was gaping. So these are things that don't leave a person until they are not treated. So this is one disease. So yeah, in the month of Ramadan, the treatment that we have to give, those haram things are haram. That is out of the question. In Ramadan, for Sehri, we can't eat haram things. For iftari, we can't eat haram things. Whole day, we won't going to eat of haram. The permissible things, we eat sehri, iftari time, but the whole day. So this also, permissible thoughts also, we have to make that effort. And it's not an easy effort. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, this path of reaching Allah Ta'ala is not the path of foxes. Or it's not the path of cowards. Not the path of those people who don't want to do something. They just want things must happen for them. No, yeah, great effort. And to control our mind, you need a lot of effort. Any person who made the effort to concentrate in his namaz, he will feel that burden on his mind. It's not easy. And to stay away from haram thoughts, the thoughts just target you. One way they target you. And to give them up is not easy. So if we can bring our stay at our level in this month, that all permissible thoughts also, which are not necessary. Necessary thoughts, concentration in namaz, concentration when we're making tilawat, zikr, etc. That is necessary. But the other type of thoughts, the haram thoughts are haram. But the permissible thoughts also. That also, when we are going to sleep, now you think of your wife, it's your legal wife, no problem, you can think. But in your training period, don't even think about your wife. You can think about your children, no problem. And many of us feel we will send a message, they'll be happy. The real thing is that in this period, don't even have, and that is called etikaf. Like, for example, one training that was given before when brothers go in Jamaat, 4 months in Jamaat you spend, have no contact with your house. And that what's happening, who's well, what's anything, no contact whatsoever. Then see the benefit of that 4 months or that one chilla. But today with the cell phone, all the time we are in contact, we can't get that benefit. The same thing here with etikaf. And we see our elders, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali and them, when they studied in the madrasa, the whole year, letters that came from home, they just had a box or something. They shouldn't open that envelope also. And there was a common thing, a postcard type of thing, a cheaper type of corresponding. That also they shouldn't read it, just put it away. When they finish the whole year, then he should read it. I say, what will be in there? Somebody passed away. So now I will write there, and I'll make isari sahab. Somebody, a child was born. Now I will tell them, very good, mashallah. Somebody got married. All those type of things. But they study the whole year. They did not let it get spoiled in any way whatsoever. The same way with our Hajj Umrah. Today, one day, 5-6 calls we make. With the WhatsApp, all the time we are in touch. We are in Arafat, where our concentration. But we are in contact with the whole world. So these are those things. This, if we want that real benefit of coming here. For myself also, I am the weakest. And I speak that it must come into me. It must come into all of us. All this other permissible thoughts, necessary thoughts are necessary. And more from a dini perspective. And other permissible things, try and don't think about them also. Then Allah Ta'ala, by the barakat of this month, we will easily be able to stay away from all the haram thoughts. And a person who gets saved from haram, whether it's in our thoughts, in anything, that person will have achieved a very, very great thing. So one is this fantasizing. The other of haram thoughts that come to us, looking down upon somebody. This is also so common with us. The minute we see somebody, many people complain, we walk in the masjid, we saw somebody, there are some bad thoughts about the person came. He is like this, he is like that, I'm better than him, he's just sitting there, I've done this, I've done that. This is also totally haram. So yeah, also even permissible thoughts, in that regard also, try and avoid them. And to make effort on the mind, that is the biggest effort. Whether they call it the mind or the thoughts that come in the heart and that. This is not easy, because all the time thoughts will be coming to us. And if we look after our day, and our thoughts were looked after, many people have a problem with the dreams they see. And funny dreams, and many people in Ramadan, and especially after Siri, you go and sleep again, whether it's after Ishraq or whether it's after Fajr, people complain, what funny dreams they see. So this also, if our thoughts in the day are right, our thoughts at night will be right. And in our dreams we will get good thoughts. And if we have good thoughts, we trained ourselves. And now we're starting getting good thoughts in the day. It's not far-fetched that it will be easy and regularly we will get ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We will see our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We will see our great buzurgs, the Khulafa'i Rashid, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, ziyarat Allah will grant us. A person will find his jannat in this dunya already. And this Allah has brought us here and given us this opportunity to make this effort. So yeah, during this time, even permissible thoughts, necessary thoughts, especially about deen, are necessary. But permissible other thoughts, try and avoid them also. Then see, inshallah, how easy it will be to save ourselves from haram thoughts. That I'm better than this person, that he is like this, he is like this, he is like that. Otherwise, these things plague us. And the minute you start thinking negative of a person, And the opposite of it, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, the minute you think of Tanzilur Rahmah in the Zikri Saliheen, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali said that Allah's Rahmat comes down when you think of the pious people. And that rahmat, you will feel that nur in your heart. When we think of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba Ikram, you'll feel lightened. You'll feel that nur in your heart. In the same way, when we think of evil people, it brings darkness and evil in the heart. And you find your heart closing up. And you find your heart becoming like black and dirt, and you don't get enjoyment whatsoever. In the same way, when we have good thoughts about any person, you'll find that nur in your heart. Even if he can be a bad person, but you have good thoughts about him, you'll find that goodness and that light and lightness in your heart. You'll feel very relieved. And when you think bad, And this is a very common thing here in the masjid or at home with the families, with the people in the family. We backbiting, speaking bad about other family members. The mother-in-law is making black magic. This one is doing jadu. That one is doing this. You yourself suffer the consequences. Your heart becomes black when you think of this. And you think good of people, our hearts become light. And they become lighted up also. So this is also, one was the fantasizing, to get ourselves safe from that also, and then looking down upon people. And another thing, in the same regard, being suspicious of people. The suspicion, but gumani. This is also a terrible sin, and it is a major sin to think bad about somebody. Just the thought comes out on its own, we're not responsible. We didn't import that thought, it came on its own, and we didn't harbor it, we're not responsible. But Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explains, we have to work our spiritual progress to that position that even involuntarily such bad thoughts don't come. We are not responsible, and there is no guna on that. But if we progress, we'll see even that bad thoughts won't come. So this bad gumani, having bad thoughts about people. One is looking down. Oh, bad thoughts that this one does this like this, this one does like that. And today, our whole environment is so polluted. That is what we're talking about all the time. So we got bad thoughts about people. And also, with the cell phone, and all the messages that are going, so our minds are polluted. This one is like that, this one is like that. And really we have from experience seen that people talk so much good about a person which he never dreamt about that good also. And they talk so much bad about a person which he knows nothing about also. But and it's there, it's the whole environment is like that. So we also get polluted with that. Our minds are filled with all those things. And then we are just thinking bad about people. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, bad thoughts about a person, Qiyamah's day, a charge will be laid against you. And now you will have to furnish the proof for the bad thoughts you had. This person did this, this person did that, or that woman is doing this, that man is doing this. You'll have to furnish the proof. And you got no proof. It's just all conjecture. And usually when all these things happen in the society, etc., he said, when you look for he, you don't find him. They said, who are that mysterious they? They're missing. At the time when you have to prove a point, you can't go to a court case. And you have got no actual evidence. And you just what you heard. I heard the people say this. That's no case whatsoever. So in the court of Allah, that the people were saying this. I thought it was like that. What did thought do? Where are you going to get with thought? So, and on the other hand, see how beautiful our deen is. How kind Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is. You think good about a person. You see a person going into a bar where liquor is being sold. You see him physically, you know him, he's a person, he walked in there, but you think to yourself, he must be going there to get ice. Or he's going there. In those days, public telephones, we didn't have phones, all didn't have phones. There is a public telephone, he's gone to use the telephone, public telephone. Or he's gone to ask directions there. Anything you thought good, you get sawab. And you won't have to furnish proof for that. That for what he went, and you getting reward from Allah Ta'ala. So, but gumani, to think evil about somebody, is a stupid son. You are bringing a case on yourself, you are chopping your own legs with your own chopper, and you're just going to be the loser. Now, in order to save ourselves from this, many times husband-wife complaints which come, or other between partners, etc., mostly it is just this which is built on air. There is no evidence of anything. This person is thinking bad about that person. That person has got evil thoughts about, and there is no proof anyone has got. So in order to save us from that, also that in this month, all permissible thoughts about people also. Even just stay away from that. Don't think about other people. When we, Hazrat Rabia Basariya, Rahmatullah Alayha, somebody asked her that to curse Shaitan, how is it? You can curse Shaitan, he is the curse, there is no problem. She said, I would prefer in that time that you make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So instead of thinking of other people, think of Allah during. Focus. And that is what we are trying to tell ourselves, trying to tell everyone. Focus on Allah Ta'ala. If we haven't got Allah, but we got time to go and talk about and think bad about other people. So give up all the thoughts. And then inshallah we will see that even out of Ramadan, Allah will make it easy for us to all these haram thoughts that come to us, that make our, as beautifully Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Muhammad Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali said, these poems about jealousy, and we can take it here also, that why are you, what do you call your hands when you... Your hands, why are you rubbing your hands like this? Because you're jealous of somebody. Why has he got this car? Why has he got that business? Why did he get married to that woman? And you are hating it. He's enjoying and you burning your heart. You putting a fire. So there's bad thoughts also. That person hardly knows you're thinking bad about him. He's carrying on with his life. And you are burning, you have put a big fire in your heart. And your peace of mind, your happiness, you are burning it yourself by thinking bad about other people. So why do that? Then, yeah, why think about other people in this month of training? And our period of training and place of training, don't think about anyone. We have to be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Ask ourselves, when we are making our zikr and the ash'ar which are read, Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan e ho, my heart becomes an open piece of ground. There is tu hi tu ho. There is nobody else but only you, O Allah. Now, are we thinking of Allah at that time like that? Many of us do know Urdu. Those who don't know, well, they are excused, they don't understand it. But those who understand, how much concentration. And all of us know the meaning, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha, we are purifying our heart, taking out everything besides Allah Ta'ala. But how many of us are doing it like that? Are we half sleepy when we are making our zikr? Our thoughts somewhere else before we know what? Now we say, all are busy with dua. Now we look surprised around. Now quickly I have to pick up my hands. And sometimes it's not yet time, but in our sleep, we're already picking up our hands. And when nobody's making dua, now you put your hands up already. No sweets are being dished out, but your hands are out already. And the time when the sweets are dished out, now you're wondering what is happening. So this concentration. And this of this permissible thing. If we will do it and we spend this little time and few days are left of Ayyami Ma'duda, 30 days, what is left now? It is very, very desperate that we really jump up now and we make the best of this. And Allah Ta'ala is that great being. When He wants to give, He just gives in 1 second also. But this is the time to grab from Allah Ta'ala. So our du'as also, that we, all these things which are not so easy to do, to control of the mind. It's not an easy thing. And many people also, they want to control other people's minds. But we can't control our own mind, and we want to control other people's mind. Many people want to bring a jinn under control, jinn tabi. That is haram. A free person, you can't bring, make him a slave and you want to control him. Make yourself, put yourself in the control of Allah. Allah. We can't control ourselves, we want to control jinnat. And we want to control the minds of other people. No, worry about ourselves, what we have to do. Allah give us all tawfiq. And these few things also very important. Allah give me tawfiq. We speak, not that we have got it. We speak that Allah blesses us with it. All of us I need, and we make dua for one another also. Allah Ta'ala is most kind, and this month is most valuable. And our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what an honorable position. How he went out of his way to give us all these great, great treasures. Let us treasure these treasures. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.